This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this afternoon, we get to introduce you to the new CEO of Douglas County YMCA, or YMCA of Douglas County, Stephen Stanfield. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, how long have you been on the job?
Oh, we are going on week three right now.
And back, but this is not your first time in Roseburg. Talk about that.
That is very true. So, I was a program director for the YMCA from 2014 through 2017, started in the Healthy Living Department, migrated over to the Aquatics, and worked in the Aquatics and Healthy Living Department for those years, and brought a lot of programs and worked together with our amazing team to serve the community of Douglas County.
And you went on to other things. What led you to come back?
Well, it was an easy to come back because I support the mission of the Y so much. So the people and the community of the Y, how we serve the community, the amazing people that work at the Y to service our members and the members within the Y as well. So it was a very easy decision. I've always had a strong love and connection for this YMCA, and it's so great to be back.
And what kinds of things have you been doing in between?
In between coming back to the YMCA, so I was a recreation director over in Bend, Oregon for 4 years. So I ran a major large recreation department over there with all the programs and services, the largest outdoor water park, pickleball, tennis, tubing hill. So all the fun recreational activities people love to enjoy over in Central Oregon. And it's great to be back in Douglas County serving the YMCA and its mission.
So talk about your vision in coming back here. You come in a different role that you were in before, and so that kind of gives you an opportunity to paint the canvas a little differently.
You're absolutely right. Yes, it does. And, you know, my vision for the Y is to work as hard as I can with the amazing group of people that are so dedicated to the Y to help it realize its true potential, its full potential. That takes continuing to build our vibrant community within the walls. And the more we can do that, the more we can build a vibrant community outside of the walls as well, in the community, the surrounding area of the people that we serve throughout Douglas County.
When you walked back into the Y, I suppose probably during the interview process at some point, for the first time, a lot of things had changed since you left.
A lot of things had changed. So before I'd left, the Y was doing the campaigning and just about to break ground in the major renovation that they did, starting in 2017, I believe it was, and opening in 2018. So renovating their pool and locker rooms, adding hot tubs, so sauna, steam room. So that major renovation happened while I was gone, and it's amazing facility, and it's so great to be there because I was a part of the visioning and the strategy and the work to get it there, but I wasn't actually there while it was being constructed. So to come back and see it come to fruition it's a great opportunity.
And in the interim as well, while you left, if you walk out the front of the Y and turn right, we changed the road for you.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much for doing that.
So a lot of work in that project, and it really kind of reshapes that whole area, and there will be, you know, things happening down the road in the future likely as well. But when you look at the Y overall, how are things going as you get started?
The Y is a great place, and I can't express my gratitude and appreciation for the work everyone has done throughout the last couple of years. As we know, has been tough, but they have been so dedicated and worked so hard to keep the Y going in this community, and it's just I'm so grateful to be able to come back and see how vibrant it is, how it's such still an amazing place to be and to visit, and, you know, and take advantage of the programs and services we have and the connections that you make while you're in the Y with other people.
You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking about that as you talked about the last couple of years, and it's sort of easy to want to forget. There was a time here when so many things were shut down and all those opportunities. weren't there, and it was really a struggle for a nonprofit in whatever sector of life to keep going. And I've been told by some of the folks up in Salem that a percentage of nonprofit organizations of various types simply didn't make it through the pandemic because there wasn't the immediate revenue opportunity. And so that's probably been a big challenge, and probably still is.
It is. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to, you know, have great people taking advantage of every opportunity that we could that provided funding, making all the strategic changes to make sure that the YMCA of Douglas County kept its doors open, you know, in relation to how they could, you know, when they could, and to maximize the value of everyone's membership and doing everything they can to maintain.
And there was some creativity there. I remember even at one point seeing some pictures of some programs that got moved outside, even in not the most perfect weather, but yet people were happy to be able to get out and exercise at some level.
Yes, absolutely. You know, everyone was creative. They brought things outside. And, you know, it just goes to show that during that time, you know, we had this shared experience of essentially we are all being deprived of this connection that we have when we are part of a class or part of a program or just part of this community. And now we all have that shared understanding of its benefits physically, mentally, and our social health. And that's what the Y is so great at doing, is creating that community where people can thrive from, you know, from being born to the most elderly person in the Y can benefit from all of the things that we have to offer. And it's not just classes, but it's those connections that you have throughout the Y, meeting people, sharing stories. The YMCA is all about sharing stories. And if I could share really quick, you know, I just spoke with a woman this morning. She was so sweet, and she shared a story. She has been a YMCA member for 50 years, and she was our child care director at one point. So she has this amazing connection and this story with the Y. And once you're there, you get to know that everybody has a Y story. Everybody has a story to share. And in that community, those stories are shared, and people develop relationships and create bonding and that sense of belonging.
Yeah, and we even had a while back, and I'm not going to remember her name, but a woman who has taught there for decades and still is very involved, even up into, I think it was her 90s, still being involved with Y. It's something people really get connected to.
Yeah, we have an instructor who is 101, and she is still...
That was the lady. Yeah,
Peggy.
101, yeah. We actually had her on right around her birthday.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. She is still there. She is so dedicated to the Y and to the children. And that's what the Y is all about. You know, our areas of focus of youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. And that's what the community is there for at the Y.
And it seems like for a lot of people, it's easier to do those exercise routines, take those classes, and all of that when they do it as a group and there are other people that they get connected to, as opposed to just trying to go out and do it on their own.
You're absolutely right. It's a synergistic effect of being a part of something bigger than yourself. Absolutely. We can work out on our own. We can take care of our physical and mental health on our own. But when you add that third aspect of being a part of a community, having that sense of belonging, there's research that shows you actually get more health benefits. And again, coming back to, you know, being on the tail end of the last couple of years, the mental health benefits and the social health benefits of being able to be back with people, connect, socialize, and get healthy at the same time.
So in the short term, are there some things you want to tackle, new things you want to get started?
You know, our why, it's, you know, it's vibrant and it's still being built as many other organizations are feeling. We need to get our staffing up. We need to make sure that we are staffed so we can provide the programs and services and to the fullest extent that we can in this community. So because the more staff we have, the more we can offer. And we are working on just the high standards of making sure our facilities, you know, those that facility itself is clean and well maintained, and the team we have that is doing it is amazing. And so when people walk into the YMCA, they feel it. They feel that they're in a clean, friendly, welcoming environment, and that's what we're all about.
All right, going to take a break. More when we come back. Stephen Stanfield, the new CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. More on Inside Douglas County when we come back. A podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with Commissioner of Dirt at 4 o'clock. The president of Umpqua Community College, Dr. Rachel Pockran, on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Stephen Stanfield, new CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, just on the job for a few weeks back in. I know that you're probably already starting to look down the road at the longer term as you kind of get your feet planted here. Do you already have some ideas for down the road for the Y?
So our long-term ideas, you know, getting back into the Y, getting my feet wet, those are still in formulation, but really it's coming back down to the work with our board of directors, our amazing staff, the Northwest Alliance of the YMCAs in the area, and we can work on our strategic plan for the next 5 years. So it's time to we're in the process of addressing that, and so, you know, really it's. I don't have any specific things for the long term, but really the long term vision is to be an active partner in the community and build those relationships, foster those cooperative efforts that we have done in the past that we're doing now, and just continue to build them, you know, with the school district, the medical community, you name it, those relationships that we can foster to build to continue to build a thriving, vibrant community in Douglas County.
And coming out of this side of the pandemic, essentially there were a lot of opportunities and things that didn't go on for a while. So it's probably almost on some levels kind of reestablishing some of those things that maybe other organizations used to do but pulled back from, during COVID.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're so many places are in a rebuilding phase, and so are we. And, you know, the future looks bright. You know, we have new members joining every day. We have members returning. So just that confidence level and the desire to return to the YMCA, to be a part of that community, is only going to help us be more successful in reaching further out into our community outside of our walls and foster those relationships with the, you know, community partners, major stakeholders and everything. That's one of our major priorities, is to be a part of that as Roseburg grows and develops itself.
What do you see as some of the benefits for people listening of, if they haven't done it before, of checking out the Y and maybe taking a class or joining?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think when sometimes people think of the YMCA, they think of the classes, they think of the programs, which we have. You know, we have the fitness classes, and we have the pickleball and the racquetball and all of those wonderful programs that everybody comes in there, the gym and amazing teachers and instructors and the pool. And again, it's that synergistic effect of when you're a member, you get the benefits of being able to go to those classes or work out on an individual basis, but then you also create those connections. You hear those stories, you share those stories, and that's what the Y is all about, is creating those connections, which just compounds the benefits of every effort that an individual is making, or a family. You know, I mean, so the Y supports families. So from childcare to swim lessons, you know, we have been dedicated to swim lessons for for ages. And, you know, we all know the importance of safety around water. So the Y continues to be dedicated to providing swim lessons and safety around water. And so that's the community effect of the Y. And those are the accessory benefits of being a member of the Y.
And even as you ramped up the availability of childcare in the last year or so, that was really had a big impact on the community where there was a real need there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're classified as a childcare desert, and you know, there's need out there in the community, and that's what the Y does. It supports families. So providing childcare, providing child watch, providing those times to where working families know that they can have a place for their child to be that's safe. Available, it's there, and it supports the rest of their efforts as well. We have the youth programs that go on from the soccer to football to homeschool PE. We've got all of those programs that support working families and families across the board.
And even the idea, and I didn't realize that you did like a homeschool PE, but there's a resource there. You've got a lot of people that do that can handle a lot of the other things, but that would be an area where that would be tough.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what the Y is all about, is looking at the needs of the community and addressing them as best as we can.
Now, you mentioned wanting to increase your staff. What's your staff level like right now?
So we're hovering right around 100. You know, that's a combination of full-time and part-time, but we have some wonderful positions available from lifeguards, which is just an amazing position for young folks or anyone else to take on, because you get such a high level of training, and that carries into anyone's future, whether they're going to be, you know, looking to be in the service industry, whether they're going to be in the medical community, you know, high schoolers going from lifeguarding to being a paramedic or a firefighter, that carries over. That high level of training and being able to react and respond and being able to address a situation, it really pays itself. It pays forward for anyone who takes on that. But we have other positions in terms of maintenance and child care. We have swim instructors. We were actually doing a swim instructor class coming up in mid-October, 14th, 15th, and 16th, so that way that people can learn and get certified and being able to provide swim instruction to ages 6 months and beyond, which we know how valuable people knowing how to swim is in this community.
So you've got a board of directors. What's their role in operation of the Y?
So the board of directors is a group of wonderful people who come from all over the community in different industries. And the board of directors is there to make sure that they provide guidance and oversight of all of our financial, legal, policy oversight, and they are major participants in all of our fundraising efforts as well. So as you know, the YMCA is a 501c3 nonprofit. It is a charity organization. And when we go out to the community to ask for our annual campaign funds, what we call as our people helping people, those funds directly support the community. So we're asking the community to support the community. So when someone who may not be fortunate enough to be able to pay a full membership, but they know they need the benefits of being in a class or being in the gym or being in the pool, we can offer that scholarship, those funds, because the community is supporting them in doing that.
About 30 seconds left on Inside Douglas County. Anything else you want to touch on about upcoming things at the Y?
We do have a wonderful new program that just started on Monday, and it's called AeroTag. So it is it's like a combination of dodgeball, it's kind of like dodgeball to where you are, and paintball. So it's, you get arrows that are super soft and you hide behind things and shoot them at each other. We have swim lesson registrations opening up September 26th at 11 a.m. So don't forget to get your kids signed up for swim lessons. And we do have some open slots in our childcare as well. So please get in contact with the Y to make sure that if you need any of those program services or have questions about membership, we'd be happy to help you out.
1257.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.